Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A Lowell man who spent more than 3 decades in prison before he was exonerated is now suing the city and several of its police officers. State and federal lawsuits filed yesterday on behalf of Victor Rosario accused police of withholding evidence and of framing Rosario for starting a fire that killed 8 people. WBUR's Jerome Campbell reports.
Lawyers for the 88-year-old man say there was no evidence that their client started the 1982 fire. In fact, they say there's no evidence it was even arson.
There was no accelerant. There was no evidence of glass that had been burned using a Molotov cocktail, which was the police theory.
Lawyer Mark Leovi Reyes says investigators had a motive, though, to categorize the fire as arson.
They were getting grants from insurance companies if they made findings of arson. None of that information was known to the defense at the time.
The Lowell Police Department and the city's attorney declined to comment on the case. The lawsuits also accused police of forcing a confession out of Rosario at a time that he was not mentally competent due to symptoms of severe alcohol withdrawal. Rosario says, in fact, he tried to rescue people from the fire, and he was not thinking clearly when later questioned by police.
Can you imagine yourself witnesses a fire and people children screaming in the house? Did that not dramatize a person? I think I was traumatized in that moment.
Rosario says he knows he won't get back the time he lost in prison, and suing won't fix that.
The time that I lost, the people that I lost, my children, not grow up with me.
But Rosario says he looks forward to pursuing the lawsuits and to seeing the people who forced him to defend himself in court now having to defend themselves. Rosario's lawyers say they are looking into possible misconduct in other investigations conducted by the Lowell police. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jerome Campbell.